I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast, coming to you from my home office on a Monday evening. I traveled, went to Wrigley over the weekend. More on that trip tomorrow, on tomorrow's podcast. Today, I want to talk about what the hell the Reds are doing, and we'll get to that today on the Locked On Reds podcast. That includes Sal Romano and Robert Stevenson and Cody Reed and Matt Harvey. I'm on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. And I don't know where to begin. I don't know if I should vent about Sal Romano or if I should explain why Matt Harvey being here is stupid and it makes no sense to me. And I hate that the owner's calling the shots, so that's where we will start. Matt Harvey, not traded at the deadline, even though he was claimed. John Heyman was the first to report this on the 24th of August. He said, ultimately, Reds owner Bob Castellini did not want to trade Matt Harvey. And he speculates that that may well mean the Reds try to sign Matt Harvey as a free agent. I tweeted this, and I cannot understand for the life of me why people with money and resources and assets hire people in baseball to do what? To make baseball decisions. You hire someone to do a job, and then you undermine them and do that job for them. Like a lot of you probably are Cincinnati Reds and Bengals fans, and Mike Brown gets torched, right? He gets destroyed for being the GM and not hiring someone else to handle things. Mike Brown's also been in football his entire life. Like, you may disagree with his philosophy, but he's been in football his whole life. He was a college football player, has been around the Bengals for their 50 years of existence. Like, he's got qualifications to be a general manager, to run a team. Why? Because he's done it. Because he saw his dad do it. Because he's been around it. Because that's his family business. He's been in it. What the hell is Bob Castellini doing? He has no idea how to run a franchise, how to run a team. And he hired Dick Williams and Nick Kroll to make decisions. And if this report from John Heyman is true, that Bob Castellini did not want to trade Matt Harvey, who gives a crap what you want, Bob? You hire someone, pay them to do a job, and then when it's time for them to prove they deserve that job, to make the tough decisions at the trade deadline, or make the tough decisions to send someone down or move someone up, etc., you're the one trying to call the shots? You're the one saying, oh no, we should keep Matt Harvey. We should re-sign Matt Harvey. You aren't qualified to do that. And it's a damn shame that this city, that the Reds fans, that the fans of Cincinnati, the city of Cincinnati has to deal with an owner like that. And Castellini doesn't get the heat. He doesn't take the heat that Mike Brown does. Well, he should, because it is ridiculous. It is insane. It is out of this world that a guy who isn't qualified at all, zero, to make decisions like this, is getting to make them. It doesn't matter the decision. It doesn't matter if it's right or not. Because I know some of you out there, and there's plenty of you, who think that keeping Matt Harvey around is a good thing. That extending him is a good thing. Now, I don't agree with that, but that can at least be debated. There's one thing that isn't up for debate, and it's very, very, very simple. Matt Harvey, his future with the team should not, I repeat, should not be decided by someone who just has a lot of money. By a guy like Bob Castellini, who's the owner, sure, has the right to make the decisions because, well, he's the owner, but isn't qualified. You might as well make them. I might as well make them. Anyone can make decisions if they have a lot of money. You can't. Look, he owns a team. He can do what he wants. Fine. But if you're going with that logic, then fire Dick Williams and Nick Kroll. What are they there for? If they're not making decisions, key, important, influential decisions in your organization on the baseball side of things, if they're not handling that, then what are they doing? That's the bottom line. And Bob Castellini determined Matt Harvey's fate. I believe that Billy Hamilton is still here for one reason, Bob Castellini. And that doesn't mean that they agreed to something or were close to something last week, but you've seen it, I've seen it. They were close to dealing Hamilton last offseason. And the owner continuing to run things, it's going to run things right into the 68 and 90-plus loss column yet again. Or the 70 and 92 loss. You know, it'll be in that range again. Like, that's what you're looking at. Do you want to be 70 and 92, 68 and 94? Because that's what the Reds are going to do. And they're going to keep doing it. And that's just not a sustainable way. You can't let a fan, which is what Bob Castellini is, make decisions. Bob, what was the reason, and a big reason why Brandon Phillips got paid, from what I've heard? Why? Because he's a fan. He wants to keep the fans happy. They held on to Todd Frazier too long. Held on to Jay Bruce too long. Held on to a lot of these guys too long. The owner is meddling in the baseball offices. Get his ass out of there. He does not and should not, and is wasting his money. He should not have a decision. But here's the thing. Why would you hire someone again? Why would you hire someone to do a job and then not let him do it? It makes no sense. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Obviously, the Reds, they lost 4 to the Cubs over the weekend. I was there on Sunday. Homer Bailey, from the beginning. And it was a really hot day at Wrigley. Hot. And I want to talk to you about my day at Wrigley. But I wanted to get caught up on all this stuff. And the other thing I wanted to catch up on is Sal Romano. Because somehow I'm living in a world where Sal Romano isn't in the rotation, but Matt Harvey is, and it is August 27th. I have no idea how the hell this happened. I'll discuss it next on the Locked On Reds podcast. I went on vacation for just a couple of days. Just a couple of days. I left Friday. I left Friday midday after Cincy 360, my show that airs every single day, noon to 1 on ESPN 1530. Drove up to Chicago. Did a tough mutter on Saturday. Sunday, Wrigley. Great. Awesome. What did I miss? Are you guys kidding me? First, the Matt Harvey debacle, where he stays here and the owner gets in the way. And now Sal Romano and Robert Stevenson moved to the bullpen. Now, I get it. Robert Stevenson, fine. He struggled. He's been anything but good. And I also understand wanting to see Cody Reed. But Sal Romano, not in the rotation anymore. From June 12th through August 7th, he had a 3.47 earned run average. He had two struggle starts where he struggled. August 14th and 21st. Think about that. Two bad starts. Two. And that was it. What have I said all season long? And this is what pisses me off about this organization. This is what makes me so angry to hear the owner. And it goes, it's tied together, hand in hand. The owner's making decisions on the trade front that he has no business making. And the front office did this with Jesse Winker and then pulled it back. And now they're doing it with Sal Romano. Has Sal Romano, true or false, has he flashed this year? That is true. And that isn't debatable. He's flashed. He's shown that he has ability. Okay. So when he has a slump, the key to being great, I think, at anything, or very, very good at anything, is being able to recover from a down day. Do something that people have adjusted to. Starting pitching, it's simple. If he's struggling, because maybe hitters have adjusted to him, see how Romano answers. See how he responds to adversity. Earlier this year, he had a slump, responded well. Got going in the month of July. Middle of June, like I said, on. He was really good. Really good. Doug Gray wrote about this as well. At DougDirt24. We'll get him on this week. It's so stupid. It makes no sense. And I'm all about seeing Cody Reed. Fine. But not when Homer Bailey's in the rotation. Not when Matt Harvey's still in the rotation. What are you doing? I can't trust this Reds team. So all of the people that say, oh, yeah, they're going to be good next year and they want to compete next season, enjoy. Enjoy that logic. I can't trust them to do a damn thing right. Some things they get right. Jesse Winker, seems like they got him right. Right? Eugenio Suarez, picking up, claiming Scooter Jeanette. Woo! That's not enough. You got to make the right decisions with the rotation. investing in a guy like Matt Harvey, who's had multiple injuries, keeping Homer Bailey in the rotation when he could have easily been put in the bullpen, and keeping a guy like Sal Romano, kicking him while he's down, he has a couple bad starts, and boom, goes to the bullpen. That's not how I want the franchise to be run. I've said it a ton. You're probably sick of me saying it. They're the roller coaster Reds. That's what they are this season. You need to get the growing pains out of their system. How do you do that? Simple. Let the young guys play. I repeat, let the young guys play. Bobby Nightingale of the Enquirer tweeted, and I'm looking it up right now, but he was just tweeting about, over the past couple of years, the Reds' record and where it was through 131 games this year versus other years. In 2016, they were 55-76. Last year, 55-76. This year, 56-75. Stop it. Stop selling me on. And they almost had me in the middle of the year. You felt it. I was excited. But owner meddling, silly decisions when it comes to the rotation, and not letting the young guys take their aches and pains and their bumps and their bruises and battling through it and pushing through it, all mistakes. So for every mistake, it sets you back some. And I think this is going to set them back some. I expect, just long term, I expect now Matt Harvey to potentially be here next year. I could see a scenario where Matt Harvey and Homer Bailey are in the rotation next year, and I have no idea how you're going to sell that. Homer Bailey should not be in the rotation. I was there. I saw him at Wrigley yesterday. He got shelled. There was never a chance. He never gave them an opportunity to win the game or be competitive in the game. Ever. Never, ever, never, ever. And you want to be competitive next year? Then he shouldn't be in the rotation. You're going to invest heavy money into a guy like Matt Harvey? Seems like a mistake, especially when you guys got guys like Cody Reed who could be making those starts. You got guys like Sal Romano who could be making those starts and be part of the bullpen, or be part of the rotation, excuse me, not the bullpen, part of the rotation for years to come. Like, to me, this isn't just about putting together a team that can win 85 games for one season. I want to be good for 10 years. I want to be good for the next 7. I want to be good for the remaining time that Joey Votto has left. And the way you do that is you build with youth and cheap pitching. Young pitchers that you haven't had to sign or extend to contracts yet. And the Reds don't seem to get that. I would take Sal Romano over Matt Harvey every day of the week starting a game. Especially next season. You can mark that down. It makes no sense to me. And I get wanting to see Cody Reed. Then do something with Homer Bailey. You got a fanboy owner who's unwilling to let a guy like Homer Bailey go, is holding on for dear life with a guy like Matt Harvey, who was a rental to begin with, or should have been, buying Matt Harvey at his lowest just to revamp him enough to pay him. What the hell kind of stupid game is that? That makes no sense. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm frustrated. I get back from Wrigley, I watch that awful game, and it's not just me reacting to one of the games, and I'm not going to pretend like I watched every single second of every single inning against Chicago this weekend. But this front office has to wake up. If I'm Dick Williams today, I look at the old man, the owner, and I say, what the hell do you want from me? What do you want me to do? Why am I here? Because I thought I was here to make decisions. I thought Nick and I were here to make the hard decisions when it comes to this baseball team. Not default to you when you get your fandom in the way. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast on Twitter at James Rapine at Locked On Reds. Do me a favor and subscribe. It's the only daily Reds podcast out there on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Back at it tomorrow in studio. Until then, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.